This is KUT. Major improvements are coming to a section of Interstate 35 in South Austin. KUT's Saida Hassan reports.
Driving on the main lanes of I-35 can involve a lot of weaving, slowing, and stopping. Or, in the words of State Senator Kirk Watson,
Interstate 35, everybody knows, is a mess.
And it's about to get even messier, at least for the next 4 years or so. On Wednesday, the Texas Department of Transportation broke ground on a massive improvement project on the interstate. The goal is to reduce congestion on a section of I-35 between Stassney and William Cannon. Crews will be widening lanes, adding new entrance and exit ramps, as well as U-turns. That means commuters will have to get used to driving alongside those big orange cones. But Watson says the project is a worthy investment.
What we're attempting to do is address the growth that we're seeing in Travis County and in Austin, Texas. Just the idea that maybe you would add a bunch of lanes doesn't necessarily solve your congestion problem. It's doing it in a smart way, and that's what our planning process has led us to.
The $79 million project will span just more than 3 miles of the interstate. Speaking at the groundbreaking, Austin Mayor Steve Adler doubled down on his push for infrastructure improvements throughout the city. He's proposed a $720 million bond package to fund upgrades for major roadways. Adler says mobility is directly tied to Austin's affordability problem.
Housing costs in this city are going up in part because everybody wants to live downtown, because people can't move around this city.
The bond package is likely to go before voters this November. Saida Hassan, KUT News.